Strata Peeps, I wanted to talk about the first point of contact, which is a really useful position often held by somebody that lives on site for the body corporate, although sometimes it's somebody that's also on the committee if that person happens to live on site. So what is a first point of contact and what do they do? So traditionally you'd expect to see somebody appointed as a first point of contact for smaller schemes, so those schemes of 30 lots and less where there's no caretaker to fulfill this role. The type of thing, the type of jobs that a first point of contact can expect to do, be involved in, include supervising contractors when they're on site. So when I say supervise, I don't mean that you need to be a plumber and go through the plumbing methodology with the plumber that comes out on site and does the work for the body corporate. I mean keeping an eye on them, directing them to where the water leak was reported, those types of things. If they need access, giving them access to the common property, handing over scheme plans if you have them, which hopefully you should. Those things are incredibly useful. Another thing that the first point of contact does, hopefully, is they come back to me when contractor's performance is substandard. So classic things like perhaps the contractor, maybe it's a gardening contractor, and I've got a bill that's come in that shows that they were there on the 13th. Well, the first point of contact is able to say to me, no, I definitely didn't see them on the 13th, so I'm not sure why they've billed you for that day. Because of course, I'm in meetings, or I'm at my desk looking at 10,000 emails, or I'm away from my desk more often than not. I don't get to spend a lot of time out at your scheme, and I certainly don't. I'm not there with a card table under a tree going through emails looking at what the contractors are doing, which is unfortunate. You know, some days I'd love to sit outside. So that type of feedback is gold, really, to us. Another thing that the first point of contact will do is they will give feedback to the contractor. So I've issued a work order. There's a contractor coming out on site to fix some lights. Maybe they're fixing two lights. And on the day that the contractor arrives, in fact, there's a third light that's gone bust. The first point of contact, because they're often a part of the committee, would speak to the other committee members, well, gee whiz, isn't it quicker just we get this third light done? I know that's outside of the scope of works of what we asked for, but if we get it done, then we're not paying a fee for the contractor to come back out at a later stage. They can do that. They also offer assistance to the contractor, guidance to the contractor in the sense that, again, because I'm not on site, gee whiz, Mrs. Smith, what colour beige, what shade of beige would you like? Now, the contractor can email that to me. Things don't translate very well over email. Do you want the pot plant set here or do you want it set there? Do you want the yuccas planted here or do you want them planted there? A first point of contact is able to give that feedback immediately so that we can have a much quicker result, which I love quick results, good quick results. Everybody loves that. We can rule a line, the project's finished. I don't know the difference between the three sets of beige on offer when the contractor is emailing them to me at 10 o'clock in the morning. And with over the internet, you probably can't really see all that well. If they have paint chips and they're right in front of your face, you can see it. So what I'd say is if you have an inkling or an interest in being involved in what's happening on site, and you happen to live on site, being a first point of contact is a very valuable thing to be for your committee. Also, there's an ability there for flexibility. So if you are a shift worker, you work from home, maybe you're studying, when I know all of that information and you are my first point of contact, I will include that in the work order. So I'll actually say to the contractor, listen, this lady works between the hours of 9 and midday, so you'll need to arrange in advance to meet up with her. Don't just expect to go out on site, or I'll let them know that this person's a shift worker. Please send an email, don't ring their mobile number, you know, shift worker, probably asleep. We try and take that into account because we're just honestly so grateful for your involvement. And this is something that you can do to give back to your scheme.